The media's favorite Republican, David Brooks, has said something completely inane and stupid again. We must be used to this from David Brooks. He does it all the time. I wonder why he doesn't just switch parties and become a Democrat. Maybe because then the media wouldn't fawn over him because he's a Republican. That's a useful idiot for them because he says things about other Republicans that they want him to say. And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan of the Daily Gator Blog. Today I get to something I've been meaning to get to for a few days now. The first time I read it, what David Brooks, the Republican who thinks like a Democrat, the Republican who enjoys the fawning of the media. See, David Brooks goes on TV, shows like the PBS NewsHour, and he writes op-eds, and he gets fawned over by the media, by Democrats, because he's a useful idiot. He says things about other Republicans that reinforce the lies that the left tells about Republicans. And basically, David Brooks and David Frum and Meghan McCain and some others are basically what I call the useful idiot wing of the Republican Party. They're whining about big tent too much. They're whining about this too much. Every time a Republican stands up for conservative principles, David Brooks seems to be offended. Well, on the PBS NewsHour, Brooks obviously needed a box of Kleenex. This was from last Friday night. New York Times columnist David Brooks warned that Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz and similar legislators rise to prominence threatens our traditional Republican Party. Brooks insists the motives of Cruz are less about legislation and policy and more about the politics of undermining the Republican establishment. Well, the Republican establishment needs undermining because they seem intent on surrendering. They seem too afraid to ever stand up to anything the Democrats do. They're so worried about being called racist or extremist or something else that they have lost their spines. They've absolutely lost any spines. They don't really believe in conservatism. They look down on the Tea Party. They look down at the grassroots organization. They look down on conservatives, basically. This is what Brooks had to say. What's going on in the House, and a bit in the Senate, too, is what you might call the rise of Ted Cruzism. And Ted Cruz, a senator from Canada through Texas, is basically not a legislator in the normal sense, doesn't have an idea that he's going to Congress to create coalitions, make alliances, and he is going to pass a lot of legislation. He's going in more as a media protest person, and a lot of the House Republicans are in the same mode. They're not normal members of Congress. They're not legislators. They want to stop things. So they just want to obstruct. Mr. Brooks, a lot of these people were elected, and now they're doing their job, which obviously you don't know what the hell their job is. Their job is to represent the people who voted for them, their constituents, Mr. Brooks. It's not to please you. It's not to go along with Democrats. It's not to pass a lot of legislation. Don't you think we have enough legislation in this nation? We have far too much. In fact, a better job for both houses would be to get rid of a lot of that legislation and regulation and taxation and everything else. Buffoons like you, Mr. Brooks, don't realize this. They see someone actually standing up for principles and standing up for their damn constituents, and you can't stand it. Because people like you look down on their constituents, and you look down on any legislator, that dares stand up for principle, stand up for the Constitution, and show that they possess some balls. That's what you don't like, Mr. Brooks. And you're too stupid to see that you're being used by Democrats. Guarantee you, David Brooks goes out and says anything that the left disagrees with, you take any stand, David Brooks, against leftism, they're going to crucify you. They won't want you on the PBS NewsHour anymore. They won't want you on CNN or anywhere else. They won't reference you on MSNBS. They'll kick you to the curb because you're not useful anymore. Read your history, Mr. Brooks. This nation was founded with the people having the power through their representatives, through their senators, through their congressmen, not for their congressmen to go in and dictate to the constituents. That's how we get Obamacare. Too many representatives that didn't give a damn what their constituency wanted. That's why this nation is largely on the road to hell, fiscally and otherwise, because the government has forgotten who has the real power. They've forgotten who they serve. They've forgotten they're elected to serve and represent. That's not called obstruction. By the way, standing up against Obamacare isn't obstruction. It's patriotism. Too bad you don't have any patriotism, Mr. Brooks. Maybe you're too into the cocktail party scene in the Washington Beltway. You don't live in the real world anymore, maybe, if you ever did. The problem with people like David Brooks is simple. They prefer the adulation of liberals and the pats on the backs and the attaboys. They prefer that far more than having anyone take a principled stand. Back to what Mr. Brooks said last Friday. And the second thing they're doing, which is alarming a lot of Republicans. That should read alarming a lot of rhinos who don't really believe in conservatism. Are you listening, Senators McCain and Graham? Is they're running against their own party? No, Mr. Brooks. They're standing up for principles. The founders of this nation stood up for principles. That's how we got America, Mr. Brooks. We didn't get it by a bunch of backstabbing, whiny little weasels who just went along to get along. If that were the case, we'd still be a British colony. Brooks doesn't understand this. He sees real government people, real representatives, doing their job the way it should be done, and he flips out about it. As Rush Limbaugh asked you, Mr. Brooks, the other day on the show, why the hell do you think Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and others were elected to do what they're doing? They're doing their jobs, Mr. Brooks. Sit down, shut up, and observe. You might learn something. He continues his whining. Ted Cruz is running against Republicans in the Senate. The House Republican Tea Party types, oh God, not the Tea Party types, are running against the Republican establishment. That's how they're raising money. And that's how they're getting elected, Mr. Brooks. That's where they're spending their money on ads. And so they're having a very obstructive role, which is going on this week, and I think it's going to make John Boehner's life even more difficult. Well, hopefully John Boehner will focus his brain, rediscover his balls, and stand up and do the right thing and do everything he can to defund Obamacare. Obamacare is communism, sir. It is the nose of the camel. Nah, not the nose. The head, the neck, the shoulders of the camel, and the two front feet under the tent. It will eradicate so much wealth in this country. It will cripple this country. And you know what, Mr. Brooks? Since you're not bright enough to figure out what Obamacare is, I'm going to tell you. Obamacare is designed to fail on a massive scale. So the people who implemented it, who forced it down our throats because representatives didn't do their jobs and buffoons like you applauded them not doing their jobs because it will fail on such a massive scale, then the Reeds and Pelosi's and Obama's and the rest will say, see, we tried. There's no solution but single payer. They're these greedy insurance companies. They're just charging too much money. Government this bill is trying to force single payer on us because Obamacare will fail. It's designed to fail. It's meant to fail. It's not meant to lower costs. No, everyone knew it wouldn't lower costs. They knew it would raise costs. That's what Ted Cruz is fighting against. He's fighting for America against the communist goals of the Obama administration. And you can call me anything you want, Mr. Brooks. I know what a communist is when I see one. I also know what a useful idiot is. You. Now, Brooks, being such a smart man, hypothesized the reason the leadership in the House and the Senate is unable to control the so-called Ted Cruzism. It's that members of it have become uninterested in any of the perks that leadership has to offer. In other words, people of principle now. People of principle don't want to be bought off. They don't want to have the easy road. They don't want to say, screw my constituents. Give me some perks. They actually care about the damn country, Mr. Brooks. You might try it sometime. If you get your head out of the asses of the left and the media who fawn over you, you might be able to get a breath and get some oxygen to your brain, Mr. Brooks, and think. Mr. Brooks continued, two things that are interesting that are happening, especially being talked about this week. One, leadership in both bodies. The leadership's inability to force any discipline. That's partly because a lot of these people just are not interested in the committee's assignments. The normal leverage the leadership has, in part because the earmarks are gone, some of the spending favors. In other words, they can't buy them off. God, you can't buy off principled people. And principled people might go to Washington, D.C., clean up the damn pigsty, and do the right thing. And Mr. Brooks is freaking out over it. Because he wants the same old, same old, same old that's gotten us in the mess we're in to continue to get us deeper and deeper and deeper in a pit of leftist stupidity. He continues, so the leadership can't impose any discipline on a Ted Cruz. There's nothing they can punish him with. And remember what these people, Ted Cruz and some of the Tea Party people, their object is not to win Obamacare. Their object is to take over the Republican Party. So they're really running against the Republicans. And for Ted Cruz, it's potentially to get the nomination and taking this down if it can mobilize enough Republicans so he can take over the party and become really transform the party. Then that becomes the object. And one little straw in the wind, the Heritage Foundation, a very prominent conservative think tank, is running against Republicans. And that's part of the change that's going on here. Yes, Mr. Brooks, change is coming to the Republican Party. Hopefully. And then we can have a party that stands on principles. People look and say, God, they actually stand for something and fight for it. They don't give in. They don't run away from fights. They actually serve their constituents. You know what I think, Mr. Brooks? You just want the same old, same old, same old. And if I sound angry or am angry, because I'm sick of idiots like David Brooks and David Frum and the rest of the wimps out there whining every time a Republican takes a stand for conservatism. Here's an idea, Mr. Brooks. You and Mr. Frum and Meghan McCain, go join the Democratic Party or form the Rhino Party. Take John McCain with you. Take the rest of these whiners with you and the Mavericks. And start respecting conservatives instead of looking down on conservatives. Because guess what? Conservatives have figured it out a while back, Mr. Brooks. That ain't rain that's falling on us from people like you. So do us a favor, Mr. Brooks. Either become part of the solution or get the hell out of the way. How's that? Why don't you try respecting when a government, a senator, a government agent, senator, representative actually does their job the way it's supposed to be done, the way the founders designed it to be done? Why don't you try that on for size, Mr. Brooks? What a disgrace. What a jackass. Again, I will be back with another show another time, folks. Too worked up. Gotta go take some blood pressure medication. So Mr. Brooks just drives me nuts. I hate retreatists. I hate surrender monkeys like David Brooks. Just cannot deal with them anymore. I will talk to y'all later. Good night, good day, good morning. Whenever you listen, may it be good. God bless. Go Gators. We'll talk to y'all later.